This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. The Trading Standards team is warning about tarmac gangs who are doing the rounds in North Yorkshire. They've been cold calling at farms, and here's Ruth Andrews to tell us more.
They are primarily targeting farm premises, but not exclusively so. So there are some householders as well that have been targeted. There's been claims made by the gangs about working either for the Highways Agency or for the local council doing tarmac works in the area. They've been claiming that they've got spare materials left over, and then they've offered to do tarmac work to farm driveways or other yards, sort of premise, those types of premises. They've been quoting a price up front, which is a very low price, and then when they've completed works after getting agreement to do so, obviously the price has then escalated considerably and the price per unit has changed. And in some of the cases, we've also had threats, very serious threats made to farmers when they've disputed the price and argued about how much should be paid.
And I suppose with farmers, a lot of them are in a quite a vulnerable position because of where they actually are in the county, quite isolated. So it's quite concerning that they're being targeted, isn't it?
That's very true, and certainly some of the farms we're talking about in these cases are very isolated indeed. But we're really concerned about these types of gangs. They're taking advantage of the fact that the council is currently improving the road network, doing a lot of work throughout the county, trying to associate themselves with those works when that's not actually the case at all, and asking for very significant amounts of money when poor quality work's been completed.
So anyone who has been approached by one of these gangs or thinks they have been, what's the advice?
The advice really is to ring Citizens Advice Consumer Service and to request contact from our team at North Yorkshire Trading Standards. And they can do that on 03 454 04 05 06. But if there's any incidents ongoing where these people are actually at properties or threats are being made, then they need to ring 999 and report it to the police, who will then contact us as well.
So it's the usual message then about anyone who approaches you offering work, alarm bells should ring, because, you know, that's not generally how most people do business.
Absolutely. Our message is very clear, is that people should not deal with doorstep callers. Legitimate businesses don't have the need to actually cold call to get work. Most of them are too busy to do that in any event. But also to report intelligence to us. So if you see anybody of these people, let us know vehicle registration numbers or the areas that they're in so that we can make the relevant inquiries.
And that these particular incidents have been in the Whitby and Pickering areas, but presumably you're monitoring the situation across the county in case they've moved elsewhere.
Yeah, that was the initial incidents that we had reported, and we did make 5 arrests in relation to those incidents. But we've now got a spate of incidents that are taking place in the Easingwold and Selby area. So basically, it's anywhere across the county. We're interested in any location where people are offering these types of work.
If you manage to track down these gangs, what can you actually do to take action against them?
Well, basically any false statements that they've made would constitute a fraud under the Fraud Act, so we can prosecute in relation to those offences, and we can also look at putting conditions on those individuals to prevent contact with people, to prevent any further threats being made, with a view to a prosecution essentially, and also confiscation of assets if that's necessary, and they're convicted, to compensate any victims in the case.
Okay. Obviously, this is specifically tarmac gangs, but if anyone else is concerned about something else that's being sold to them potentially, again, I suppose you would like to hear about that.
Yeah, we've also had a spate recently in the last couple of months again of fish seller incidents in the county, where people are actually cold calling selling fish, and there have actually been some incidents connected to that type of selling. We'd be concerned about subsequent burglaries at properties, for example, and those are primarily in the north of the county, but also again, if there's any information regarding fish sellers cold calling, we're very interested in that. But equally, if it's people offering roofing work or gardening work at this time of year, then all of that intelligence is really important, and we need to know about that.